May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A few months after Kate Bowler received her terminal diagnosis of stage 4 colon cancer at age 35, she wrote a New York Times op-ed piece, which turned into a TED Talk, which turned into a book called Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lives I've Loved. You see, Kate is a Duke Divinity professor of Christianity who specializes in the prosperity gospel, in studying that American theology that tends toward believing that we get what we deserve, that everything happens for a reason, that willful, positive thinking brings God's blessing. And she looked at her suffering and her journey with cancer through that lens, speaking honestly from her heart. I just finished this book in time for Ash Wednesday. She tells a little story in one of the chapters about searching for a church service on Ash Wednesday after her doctor has told her yet again that she has 2 months to live. And her friend and her, they decide to seek out a Catholic church because, in her words, Catholics of all God's children are wonderful at being sad. She looks forward to the stark grimness of Ash Wednesday, to a space where all these other people will join her in no longer being in denial about their inevitable death, their finitude, where everyone with her will confront what the ashes make plain and hard and true. So she's disappointed to encounter a cheerful priest who invites his congregation into a Lent based on small acts of self-improvement. And again throughout that Lent, she finds herself complaining to her friends, "Everyone's trying to Easter the crap out of my Lent." Many religious traditions frame their spiritual practices of fasting as an act of solidarity with the poor and the starving. There is, of course, obvious limitations to this sort of embodied empathy. Going without food for a day does not come with the same sort of existential dread or lack of a future that chronic poverty and chronic food insecurity does. But I think there's also wisdom in these practices. They nod to our need to learn and experience in our bodies, not just our minds. Today on Ash Wednesday, as the ashes are dragged across our foreheads, we're invited into solidarity with the dying, with those who walk with death each day, with those who are grieving, those whose chronic diseases or medical conditions inescapably remind them of their human frailty each day. Maybe that's your spouse, your parent, your friend. Maybe that's you. This is the kind of fast of which Isaiah speaks. Is not this the fast that I choose? This is the fast I choose, one that teaches me more about the actions I should take in this world. Today I choose spiritual practices that bring me into relationship with the suffering so that I may act for and with them. Kate Bowler writes about resenting being treated as just another life lesson for all those around her. But her perspective in her writing is a powerful one, And it's one that Ash Wednesday invites us to attend to. She writes of how her awareness of her own death brings clarity and beauty and its own kind of wisdom. Sometimes Kate's wisdom is a bit crass. Once when her mother-in-law was complaining, as one does, about the wrinkles and droopy bits that come with old age, Kate rudely interrupted her, saying bluntly, "I think aging is a bleepin' privilege." The ashes on our forehead today are meant to be a rude interruption. This reminder of death is meant to stop us in our tracks and turn us around. Just this morning, Adrian taught us a second sentence to say when we impose ashes, one I'd never learned. Every year I've said, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." But he taught us this morning to add death's invitation to us as well. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. What happens when we let death interrupt us just for today? What does it teach us about what the dying need from us? What we all need from each other in this short time on earth? What happens when we set aside the cliche of living like this day is our last and instead live as if everyone we encounter is about to die, giving each other the compassion, the deep listening, the grace and the patience we afford to those whose days are numbered? What does your death have to say to you today? What clarity might it bring your life? Stay here in that. Resist the temptation to move into Easter and hope and positivity just yet. Remember you are but dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. Amen.